Hello, welcome back to another episode of How I Feel. I am your host, Anita, and I just first want to thank everyone that is listening to me, everyone that is supporting me, and I appreciate you for subscribing to my podcast. Thank you for allowing me to be myself and to just be transparent, to be real, and be honest about how I feel. Tonight, as I sit here and I ponder about what I want to share with you, my listening audience, and I call you my friends and my family because I talk to you as if you were my friends and family. I was reading an article and I sourced it from Time Magazine. It was actually a part of a larger title, The Black Renaissance. And this subtitle to that is coming from 25 Defining Works of the Black Renaissance by Judy Berman, Andrew Chow, Annabelle Guterman, Katie Lang, and Stephanie Zacharek. So I want to read a little bit from this part of the article to help us get into tonight's topic. True to its title, I May Destroy You shot straight to the heart of 2020's pandemic-stricken cultural conversation with its story of Arabella, a young writer in London who suddenly realizes she was drugged and raped in the course of a night out. While the Me Too movement flooded popular entertainment with relatively sensitive depictions of sexual assault, multi-talented British auteur Michaela Coel, who created and starred in this semi-autobiographical HBO series, had no interest in retreating old ground. In 12 episodes, that repurposed the fearless sense of humor that fueled her TV debut, Chewing Gum. Coel brought the full force of her incandescent intelligence to bear on an interrogation of how to exist as a sexual being, one who is also a Black millennial woman artist at this moment in time. So this paragraph that I just read from this article brings me to my topic today. I May Destroy You. I actually watched this series about 3 months ago. I'm a fan of Michaela Coel because I watched her first series, Chewing Gum, that appeared on Netflix. And I automatically, you know, was a fan because she seemed to be very raw, had, you know, a lot of talent. She was, you know, genuine and just authentic in the role that she played. So when I saw this article, I said, I want to talk about this because it hits home. It touches me in a very personal space that I have not shared with everyone, but I've shared on other platforms briefly. But to elaborate on it, I May Destroy You is an awesome, exhilarating series that opens up the real truth about sexual assault, sexual abuse, sexual molestation, all of the above, everything that falls under the umbrella of being abused sexually. It definitely hits home because I am myself a part of that. And it even now, you know, even though I have gone through the anger, the bitterness, I've gone through the shame, the pain, the basically uncertainty of who I am, is still now as a 39-year-old woman feels weird, feels awkward to even say that. And I say that because even when watching this series, she depicts every feeling, every emotion, every part of you that you feel, that you go through after being abused. She brings it to light. She shows it in a way that you cannot help but understand. Even if you've never been molested or raped or sexually assaulted in any form, you have an empathy. You have a part of you that feels for a person who has gone through that. The connection I felt when I watched this film, when I watched this series, it really dug deep. It brought back old memories that I tried to forget about. It brought about old feelings. It brought about old embarrassment, shame, the pain, the confusion. But at the same time, it liberated me even more because I felt her pain. And I did another episode, if you've listened to all of my episodes here on my podcast, where I talked about sisterhood. And briefly in that episode, I talk about how I want to learn how to be a good sister. I want to receive a good sister, and I want to have a long-lasting relationship with a woman, because I didn't have a good start. I didn't have a good foundation in knowing how to have a sisterhood. I didn't have a good relationship with my mother, and that mainly was because of what I'm talking about today, because of the abuse that I went through. I gave it to her. I told her. And she didn't even connect with me to help me or to even get me to a place to get the help so that I could be able to figure out what was going on and how to deal with these emotions that I was feeling I never understood and felt before. So me and her had no bond. We had, you know, we really didn't have a connection. Still don't to this day. I just love her because she carried me, if that makes sense. So looking at I May Destroy You, it gave me that power, that energy to realize that I didn't go through this alone. And that's important, because when I saw her on screen, even if she had made this story completely, if she had made it up completely, if it was not real, it didn't matter. Me looking at her, watching her go through this with her best friend, she had a best friend that, you know, she had known since middle school. That was a woman. She had another best friend that was a guy. He played a gay role. And the dynamics between the two of them was amazing, because she could run to her girlfriend about, you know, certain things and tell her everything that she was going through, who she was going out with, where she was going, what she was doing with her book, where she was a writer. But certain things she couldn't tell her, she could tell her gay male friend. So it's almost like she had this equal dynamic to be able to just share certain things with them, but she still didn't know how to let everything out about sexual assault. With my life, where I am today, I realized that the biggest step that I could have taken from being sexually abused was to realize that I was not alone. I am a woman, and there are so many other women that have gone through this and that are going through it now. A lot of us have not been able to get past the shame. And yes, you feel shame even though you didn't cause it. You did nothing wrong. You still feel the shame. And when I say that, I mean I was feeling embarrassed. I felt like someone had stripped all my clothes off of me and forced me to walk outside naked every day. That's how I felt. And everybody was laughing at me. Everybody was talking about me. Everybody was, you know, whispering. That's the way I felt. And so when she showed that part in the series, in one of her episodes, she even went as far as to show how every time, you know, she would leave her friends, she would have to think about what the man had done to her. Those memories would come back. And she would be so confused, but at the same time, she would remember everything. And I remember feeling that way. I remember, like, it was a fog, you know. I remember it was happening to me night after night after night, because I would always be asleep when it was going on. But when I would go to school, when I would go to cheerleading practice, when I would go to band practice, when I would go to sit in class and math and English and go to lunch, people were around me. So it was noise. People were laughing. I was laughing. You know, there was plays going on. I sit through plays. There was, you know, the band was playing. We had pep rallies. It was always so many events that I just could tune out what was going on in my brain. But when I would get to myself and I was alone, I would feel so ashamed. I would feel so disgusted. I would feel so mad, so angry, so confused. Because I hated the person who did that to me, but I loved him at the same time because he was the person who gave me life. What was I supposed to do with that? What am I supposed to do with this? And Michelle is a great writer. She has a great way of telling a story, because it brought me to a place when she showed the episode when she finally realized, she finally got the image in her head and remembered who had raped her, because, you know, she had been drugged. And she saw his face, and in her imagination, she wanted to get back to him, and she wanted to make the pain turn into something good. So in her mind, she showed where she went back and played the whole thing out, where she met the guy and she knew him and they had a date and she brought him back home and they had sex and she was felt good. But the other part, flip side of it, was she had a part where she went and ran him down and she brought him back to her apartment and she killed him. So it was that whole dynamic of, you think the best of both worlds. You think the best thing that you could think when it comes to assault. And if anybody that is listening to me, if you've never been assaulted, if you've never been molested, you've never been raped, you may not understand what I'm talking about. But everyone that's listening to me that has been in that situation, you know what I'm talking about, because we all go through it. You want to make the event something good, because you don't want to feel bad about what happened. You don't want to be in that bad place. So you try to make up something good about it, even when there's nothing good about it. There's nothing good about being assaulted. There's nothing good about being raped, molested, violated, assaulted. None of that is good. But we as women, we are nurturers. We're nurturers. That's why it's so delicate. We're so delicate and so, you know, you have to be very careful when you're dealing with a girl and with a woman, because we will turn something into something good, because that's what we do. It's in our nature. So when she showed that part where she made this story, she made it change to her meeting him and them dating, and she had sex with him and it was good and it was pleasant. She was controlling her thoughts to make herself get past the shame, get past the why that just happened to me. I don't like it. I'm angry. I want to kill him. But then the other part of her, she wanted to take his life. I felt that way before. I had been so bitter. I've been so angry. I just wanted to kill him. I just wanted him to go away. I just wanted him to be done with, because you hurt me. So it honestly liberates me to the place where I understand that we all have two sides to ourselves. We have a light and we have a dark. And when you have been violated in any form, no matter what the abuse is, no matter what the assault is, you teeter to that dark side and you teeter to that light. And it's a thin line, very thin line. So the place that I am in and the place that I am going to is, I realize that there's nothing wrong with my thoughts. There's nothing wrong with what I think. I allow myself to feel the way I feel. You know why? Because I deserve it. I am me. I am a woman. I'm a mother. I'm a sister. I'm a wife. I'm a friend. But underneath all of that, I am a human being. So there's nothing wrong with me feeling the way I feel about something that happened to me, because it happened to me. You, anyone else, cannot tell me how to feel. You cannot tell me what to think. You cannot tell me what thoughts or which way to talk about it. If I should be loud, if I should boast, if I should be quiet and not say anything. I can be what I want to be. I can be able to address it the way I want to, because it's my situation and I own it. And watching that show, I May Destroy You, it brought me to the place where I could realize this. And I'm smiling and you hear me laughing now, but let me tell you, the tears, the hurt, the shame, the pain, the depression, wanting to take my life, I just didn't want to live anymore, that I went through for the last 25 years of my life. Let me tell you something, going through that is why I can smile right now, because I allowed myself to feel it, I allowed myself to go through it, I allowed myself to just live in it, because that's the only way you can get to a place of peace. It's the only way you can get to a place that you can just be. What I want to leave with you today is, no matter what situation you may have encountered, no matter what abuse, no matter what kind of trauma you may have gone through, whether it was physical, sexual, mental, emotional, verbal, whatever it is, allow yourself to feel it. Don't black it out. Don't try to forget about it. Don't, you know, use drugs, use food, you know, use binge watching. Don't try to cover it up, if I could say it in the easiest, simplest form. Because if you do, you will eventually turn around and you will be right in front of it, and it will scare the hell out of you. I know, it happened to me. Just be and allow yourself to feel what happened. Allow yourself to go through the anger, the crying, the pain, the shame, all the stressors. Allow yourself to go through it, because you need it. Because if you don't, you will hold it in. You will hold it in for so long, and eventually it will come out. And it may come out on the wrong person, it may come out at the wrong time, and it may cause you a lifetime of more pain, and it may cause you to be in a place that you really don't want to be in. Just allow yourself to feel it. If I can leave anything with you today, please just allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to go through it, no matter how hard it is, no matter how bad it feels. Trust me, I know, because I didn't want to go through it. I didn't want to face it, but I had to, and I'm glad I did, and I'm still working with it. It doesn't leave. It doesn't go anywhere. It's still there. I still have thoughts. The thoughts, the memories are still in my mind, but with me going through it and myself allowing to be able to deal with it as it comes, it makes me a better person. It makes me a better thinker. It makes me a better friend. It makes me a better sister. It makes me a better mother, a better wife, a better woman, a better human being. I love every one of you. I thank you for listening to me. I thank you for taking the time out, because you could have been anywhere else in the world today, but you're here with me. Thank you for subscribing to my podcast. And before I go, I definitely want to ask you to do two things for me. First thing is, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have any thoughts, any perspectives about this podcast or any other ones that you have listened to, please feel free to message me. You can message me at my email. My email is anita.l@gmail.com. You can also message me at my Instagram. My Instagram is queen2him. Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, 2him. And feel free to leave me a message. You know, like I said, if you have a question about anything that I've talked about, any of the articles, anything that I've referenced, a source, or if you just want to, you know, give me support or give me some kind of motivation. I love it. I appreciate it. Feel free. My second thing I want you to do is please, if you have not already subscribed, do subscribe to my podcast. You know, we're all out here working as independent workers now. You know, this is a pandemic. If you haven't learned anything in the last year, you've learned that you need to have a hustle and you need to work for yourself, because everything is that we all knew before as far as a job or career is no more. So everything that we do, we need to be doing it for ourselves so we can always have something to fall back on. So being that I'm doing this on my own and I am an entrepreneur, I appreciate you. If you would subscribe, help me to get more plays, because I get monetized through Anchor, of course, with the ads. So I appreciate if you would subscribe if you have not already subscribed. And please share. Please share this podcast. Share it with your friends, your co-workers, your sisters, your brothers, your aunts, family, whoever. Share it. Because I'm sure there's someone out there, if you're listening to my podcast and you're getting something from it, someone else that you know can also benefit from it. So I appreciate that. So again, contact me through email or through my Instagram, and please subscribe and share. Until we meet again, I thank you so much for listening to me this evening. And just learn to be. This is another episode of How I Feel.